Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right now, though, let's check in back at the Saints facility. And with that, we go to our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, get in with us. Jeff, how's it going out there?
You know, it's going. We got the linemen. I'm kind of fascinated to see what happens here, like you mentioned, with the Steelers, because I kind of feel like if the Steelers want, they can start off a pretty crazy kind of QB race where people are going to start climbing over each other to try to get in the back end of this first round. If they don't, kind of feels like they could start being like a game of chicken here. But no, I mean, I think I'm sure a lot of fans are kind of frustrated by the offensive linemen of it all. I will say I view it as a good sign that Kelvin Banks knows the second verse of the Hudat chant. I've heard a lot of these Hudats on the radio, and they rarely get past that first yell. But no, I mean, I think there's a lot of exciting names on the board. Tyler Warren was there. Colston Loveland was there. At the end of the day, the Saints need to figure out their offensive line. They need to have those bookend tackles. They have, you know, you kind of look back to recent history and say, where was the Saints offense when they had Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk rolling, and where have they been the last few years? What's been the biggest difference? You know, it's kind of fitting that those two guys retired this offseason, and now you can look at it and say, Taliese Fuaga, Kelvin Banks, you can kind of move forward with these as your bookend tackles that, you know, you've been looking for a long time. And so, you know, I like it. I'm interested to see what they decide to do, whether they decide to start Kelvin Banks inside at guard or whether they try to move Trevor Penning inside to guard. Kelvin, when we talked to him, said, hey, I'll play anywhere. He hasn't really played guard. He hasn't really played a lot of right tackle, obviously played exclusively on the left side at Texas. But, you know, I think you guys talked to him. You understand it's pretty clear, evident pretty quickly that, you know, his personality is easy to get behind. He's a fun guy. He's very intelligent. And I'm looking forward to seeing him work.
Now, you know, Jeff, you know, some Saints fans said that's a reach. Is that really a reach? I want your opinion on this. Because in mock drafts, Mike and I were talking about this. Like, I had him going 16th to the Cardinals. And then even 18th possibly to Seattle. You look at the needs. So when you look at the 9th pick and 16th pick, it's not as drastic as when you look at Dallas and who they end up picking, you know, the guard, Booker. And that was more like a 20s guy who Dallas picked at number 12. So what is your take on that? To me, be a first rounder now, you know, there's like a few picks later or sooner. Does that really truly make a difference? But what's your take on that, on Banks? You know, because obviously that number of players maybe thought would go to the Saints instead of Banks. But I don't think it's that much of a reach.
I mean, it's all relative to your board, right? Like, I always get a kick out of, oh, it's a reach. Well, I don't think the Saints just scrolled down their list of names. We're like, actually, we have all these guys rated higher, but we're going to take this guy. No, you take Kelvin Banks because he's the top name on your board at a position where you feel like you have a need. So, I don't know. Like, you could say, hey, this guy's a reach, that guy's a reach. At the end of the day, if you've scouted him, if you like him, if he fit, checks all the boxes you needed a guy to check, you know, like I heard Deuce talking about this earlier, you came into this season and Kelvin Banks was kind of the odds-on favorite to be the first tackle off the board. That didn't happen. He dealt with that injury. I think that affected him. But the Saints clearly liked him. They clearly feel like he's a guy that you can figure out. And, you know, I like the idea of maybe getting Taliese Fuaga back to right tackle. So, you know, we've seen the Saints do this. The Saints love to draft through the lines. They've told us, you know, when Deuce and Haas were talking to Kellen Moore earlier, he said this is a big boy game. You need to build through the lines. They've been telling us for days now that they wanted to bring in some big boys to anchor the trenches, and so you did. So I don't know. It's not a reach if he delivers. And I think that at the end of the day, what needs to happen is you need to hit these picks. You cannot have missed picks. When you go big in the first round, you cannot miss on those picks like you did with a Trevor Penning. Like, even an Andres Pete, right? Like, you didn't draft Andres Pete as a guard. He ended up being a good guard. But you draft these guys as tackles. You need them to deliver as tackles. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you have a starting left tackle for the next 8 to 10 years, then it doesn't really matter whether you see it as a reach now. It was a successful pick. So that's what you need to figure out. Is this guy a starter day one? Where are you going to play him? And how can you kind of set up this offense for success?
Now, Jeff, this is almost a quarter of a century. I said this at the beginning of the draft show. Since 2002, the Saints have used an NFL high, 15 first-round draft picks on an offense or a defensive lineman. And you look at, like, what lately, since 2018, they've drafted offensive or defensive line with 6 or 7 first-round picks. The only exception was the receiver Chris Olave in 2021. So, like you said, that we need to, like, try not to change the narrative. This is what the Saints do. You're going, since 2002, Mike, no one has drafted more linemen in the NFL than the Saints. Again, since 2002, the NFL high 15 first-round draft picks, either offensive or defensive linemen.
You got to hit.
But I'm saying, but that's what they do. Yeah. They number one. So we should not be surprised
that they went this far.
Now, we might have thought maybe with the edge guy would count as a defensive lineman,
yeah,
I guess.
Defensive
lineman. Yeah. So that, we thought they were going in that direction.
Jeff, the other thing, too, is when you look across this roster, the one thing that's glaring for me, big hole-wise, and we can talk about quarterback, but exclude that, is that cornerback. Somewhere along the line, early,
yeah,
this team has to address that cornerback situation. Because Superman, he's not in the telephone booth getting undressed to save the day for you. You're going to have to get somebody early in the draft to fill one of those spots, at least help at the cornerback position.
Yeah, cornerback, we're not virgins, but we ain't too far from it. I mean, look, Alante Taylor, Kool-Aid McKinstry. No, think how young we are at cornerback, and last year at this time, we were bragging on the cornerback room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because you had Lattimore to Devo. We inexperienced when you truly look at it. We have 3 NFL guys.
Yeah, you got to get some. You got to get some experience in there.
I agree with you guys, and I don't think this is a particularly deep class at cornerback either. So I think it's gonna, it's gonna come down to, okay, how much do you want a quarterback, or how much do you want a cornerback? Because I think if you sit at 40, there's going to be some really intriguing options. Or you can trade up like you did last year with Kool-Aid McKinstry. If you kind of throw your lot in and try to go get your quarterback here, I don't know if there's going to be a guy in the 3rd or 4th round that really is going to move the needle for you. You know, there's only been 2 cornerbacks off the board as we sit here right now. Jahdae Barron, I thought, was going to go a lot higher than 20th. Obviously, you know, Travis Hunter, if you view him as a cornerback or a wide receiver, he would be the first one off the board. So, I mean, there's a lot of intriguing cornerback options there. It's just going to be a question of, okay, where do you choose to put your assets? Because at this point, we have still not seen anyone go after a quarterback not named Cam Ward. The Steelers need a quarterback. They did not draft one. So, you know, you're going to see a few interesting picks here. But I agree with you. I think if you only have 2 starting outside cornerbacks, which is what I would say the Saints have right now, obviously Ike Yiadom is in the mix with Kool-Aid McKinstry and Alante Taylor. You know, this team has not felt like that was enough, right? Like, when they picked Alante Taylor, you felt like, well, that's a luxury pick. Well, then you look at last year and you picked Kool-Aid McKinstry. Those 2 guys are starting. Like, what, 1 cornerback injury and suddenly your defense on the outside falls apart really fast. So I agree with you. I think if I'm the Saints and I'm not trading up and trying to go get a quarterback, that's the position I'm looking at in the 2nd round.
Well, and you look at it, just shows you how you structure the team. A guy we're very familiar with, how he thinks a cornerback. Look at Sean Payton. He might have the best cornerback in Surtain, and look, they just drafted Barron. So you talk about that 1-2 punch and what Sean thinks. And look how good Vance, Joseph, with the defensive coordinator of the Broncos. Everyone wants to talk about Sean.
Vance Joseph.
Yeah, and what they did offensively. But the Broncos defense, I tell you what, that's one difference why they turned around as a playoff team.
Tell me what division they play in as well.
The AFC.
West.
No, the West.
West. The AFC, but yeah, to keep up with, the
Chiefs. Who are those quarterbacks
Chiefs
over there?
Chargers, yeah. Oh, Justin Herbert.
Okay. Yeah, who are those quarterbacks over there?
Exactly.
Speaking of Vance Joseph, when you look at Jahdae Barron, he was coached by Terry Joseph.
Yeah, he was.
Who the Saints just have now as their defensive pass game coordinator.
Small world.
Right? Shaw guy. And so he'll know a lot about Barron. He's coached some big ones.
And Jahdae has played all over the board. He's played outside corner. He's played nickel. He's played free safety. Sean got what he wanted. He wanted a kind of queen piece in chess. He could move either on offense or defense. He found one with Barron on defense.
Now, what do y'all think? Shador Sanders, we all thought he's going to go to the Steelers. I got a two-part question. How many quarterbacks do you think will get drafted in the first round? And how many teams do you think are going to try and maybe trade and get it back in the first round, maybe to take a couple of quarterbacks?
I think three overall in the first round, quarterbacks.
So you think at least two more before the round's over?
I think Sanders and Dart go.
Okay.
I think they both go.
That makes sense.
Here in the first round, and the Giants are trying to get back in. I'm pretty sure the Saints are probably trying to get back in. And the other question is, I don't know, probably another team or two are trying to get back in.
Cleveland.
The problem with Cleveland is they don't have any more picks.
Yeah.
I mean, you just
traded them.
You traded them, but you got Deshaun. You gave away all your picks for Deshaun.
Right now, to show you how, if you steady Eddie and you still can keep a job, Cleveland's still counting on Joe Flacco. Look at Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco left and came back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It shows there's not enough quarterbacks. That's why the Red Rifle. Andy Dalton always have a job.
He signed a two-year deal.
Yeah, Carolina couldn't
wait. You were born too early in life. Carolina, think how much you could make.
Carolina couldn't wait to keep him. Same thing with Joe Flacco. As long as they steady, they'll have a job. They'll be like 44, 45 years old.
Right.
Jeff, how's the buzz over there in the media room? And are you getting any inklings that the Saints maybe could trade back into round one to possibly grab a quarterback?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think anyone's closing their laptops quite yet. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's you're kind of just sitting here waiting for that first team to make that move. And we'll see. You know, the Rams are a team that's interesting. They could take a quarterback. I don't know. I think if the Saints are serious about going after a quarterback, they're going to want to do it here. I don't think they're going to want to wait and see what happens at the top of the second round, because you're sitting there looking at the Browns and the Giants. So I don't think it serves anyone that's after a quarterback, like Deuce was saying, to sit there and wait. So, no, I mean, I'm very much ready to be typing feverishly here in a few minutes. And it's just a question of, you know, how invested the Saints or these other teams feel in these quarterback prospects. I don't know. I'm not necessarily convinced that Shador is the first one off the board here. I think teams passing on him all the way down, the Steelers need a quarterback. They did not take him. They did not take Jackson Dart. So I think that's kind of telling you that this draft class is not full of quarterbacks that people are very excited about. You know, it reminds me of the Kenny Pickett draft class, with the exception that you had Cam Ward at the top, who was kind of this consensus top pick. But even he, you know, you're talking about maybe the sixth or seventh overall top-rated player in this class. He just happens to play a position. So we'll see. I think that they're in the mix here, and it's going to come down to whether they can get the right trade, and does it become a bidding war with some of these other teams that are looking to get in.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time. We'll be checking back with you again soon.
Sounds good, y'all. Thanks.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, joining us there.